ask you, how can the weather be so hot and the music so cool? I'll tell you why, because you, good listeners, are picking the music. You're picking the tunes. This is it. This is Club 1220's All Request and Dedication Lunch Hours, all two of them, noon to two, as usual here. Thank you so much for being with us on this sweltering day. My goodness, Tom Shue, it was 85 degrees already this morning at 10 o'clock, and we're climbing right up there today, huh?
It's going to be a hot one. Unfortunately, for 95, next couple of days, it's going to get a little nicer.
Yeah, we got some relief coming toward the end of the week, so, kind of no sweat, huh? At least today we will be, that's for sure.
Pun intended.
It was intended. Stan Turner with you here. So happy to have you with us. The numbers to call. We want to get your music on the air. That's what this is all about. Call us at 651-275-1220. If you happen to reside or be outside the Twin Cities Metro, we have a toll-free number for you. It's 877-646-1220. Facebook, that'll do the job, or get us by email, request@klvbradio.com. We are rolling here. It is sweltering. It is hot out there. Imagine standing on the asphalt and that sun radiating up. Well, I saw a guy out there just a bit ago. I brought him in. Felt kind of sorry for him. He was hit really black hair, and you know, brought him in here because that had to be absorbing the sun. Long sideburns, yeah, and sunglasses. And, I brought him in. He's sitting to me right now. I needed to cool him. We didn't want any medical issues here with him. So, I just got thinking, the way you look a lot like a guy who we haven't seen around since 1977. He used to sing about hound dogs and blue suede shoes.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, it couldn't be you then, could it, buddy, huh?
Your accent is so different than I thought. Wrong guy.
Let's see, Elvis was from Tupelo, Mississippi. It sounds, sir, like you might be a little bit east of there. Is that right?
I am from
east of there.
A little bit east of there, yeah.
What would that be? Where?
London, England.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Anthony Shore with us, who from time to time becomes Elvis Presley, and you're gonna get a sample of that in just a little while. Tomorrow night, a great big deal down at Jaime's Haberdashery in downtown St. Paul. This is going to be an Elvis tribute. It's also a fundraiser for a very worthwhile cause it's all about. And we happen to have the man who presides over Jaime's Haberdashery, Anthony Andler, with us. Anthony, what's a haberdashery for people who don't know? That's a weird name.
Yeah, we've defined this before on air. Yep. The haberdashery is a fine men's store that deals with accessories for men. So we're talking hats back in the day, belts, shirts, you know.
Yep.
Harry Truman was a haberdasher.
He got back from World War I.
So there's hope for me.
There is hope for
me. I could be president someday, you know. Or Elvis. I mean,
or Elvis. You're an Elvis wannabe, aren't you? Huh?
I've always... Yep. Along with Anthony, we've talked about this, but we've all young kids, young men, and maybe some ladies, gyrate alone in their bedrooms when they're young and learn how to sing.
With a hairbrush for a microphone.
Yep. Like Elvis Presley.
That's right.
So he learned to sing, and I learned to sing from Elvis. So
tomorrow night at your establishment, 8 o'clock, we'll be sitting in there among the pants and the vests and the... let's see. You don't have zoot suits and you don't have spats.
Make
you
one.
Got neckties and you got
whatever you want.
It's all great. So we'll talk about the shop a little bit later. Yeah. 8 o'clock tomorrow night. What's it all about? You're gonna have Elvis in there. You're gonna have Anthony doing Elvis. What's it all about?
First, I'd like to say is beat the heat and reserve your seat.
Okay, that rhymes.
Yeah.
Another Shakespeare, ladies and gentlemen, right here.
And I think the perspective that we're taking here is we do cabarets at the haberdashery. We have a nice little stage with a big sound. And we're inviting people to come down to help support a local artist in his pursuit of photography.
Okay.
Kickstart campaign. So we're raising money. The ticket sales go to benefit this campaign that is going on a national tour.
Okay.
And recording. And you could talk to Mike about this.
We're going to do that. He's the photographer.
What was the
right?
question again?
It's 10 feet over that way. I'm going to walk over and
bring it back to you.
What is the benefit for? Who is the benefit for? What it's all about?
Right.
What's it all about, Elfie or Anthony?
Okay? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, what it's all about is, again, keeping the uniqueness to a story of Jaime's Haberdashery and what it means to downtown St. Paul.
Right.
But angling it, having live entertainment, not just selling clothes.
Yeah.
And this is here to support local artists.
All right. Well, and we're going to talk to that local artist who happens to be a longtime friend of yours. You guys went to school together. Right. And we'll talk about him, get him in here in just a minute. But, you know, Tom Chu, the woods are full of Elvis impersonators, right? I mean, some of them are really, really good, and some of them are really bad. And a lot of them, I think probably most of them, are somewhere in between. And it's kind of painful to listen. I mean, hats off or wigs off, whatever, to the guys who are trying, who aren't quite making it. But I'm told this guy's good. A little quiz for our listeners right now. We have put together a montage of Elvis songs. And, folks, I want you to guess, is this Elvis? Is this Anthony Shore? Is it a combination? What would it be? Maybe it's all Elvis, maybe not. Let's hear it right here.
For I can't help falling in love with you.
I said three corn patches, about four. Cotton fields away. I said three corn patches, about four.
Is mine, and you slip away. To me, you're much more wonderful by far. Yes, you're different now.
Think that was a combination of Elvis and Anthony Shore. My guess would be numbers 1, 3, 4, and the last is Elvis, and Anthony Shore would be the others. Anthony, am I right or wrong about that?
You're wrong.
I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
All Elvis?
Yep.
Nope.
No, I'm just kidding. Yep. It's all me.
It is all you.
It's all me. Every single one's me. Yeah.
Anthony, he's in the top tier, isn't he?
Huh? I picked it right then.
Thanks, Anthony. You're my hero, Anthony. Hey, guys, I got to tell you, on this date, July 18th, 1953, what a happy coincidence this is. Elvis Presley made his first ever recording when paying $4 at the Memphis Recording Service to sing two songs, My Happiness and That's When Your Heartaches Began, as a birthday present for his mother, Gladys, on this day.
Wow. On this day.
On this very day, Anthony. Yes, indeed, right?
Yeah, that's
Isn't that something? This was meant to be here today, wasn't it, right?
Yeah, that's a good fact.
Now, listen, my friend, you're from the UK. How do you get into Elvis and sound so much like? That's remarkable, what we just heard. That was all Anthony Shore Elvis. With that accent of yours, old boy, how do you do it?
I don't know. When I was a kid, I got obsessed with Elvis Presley and American culture and American music. And I suppose I tried to emulate.
We're perfect people, aren't we,
You're
Anthony?
Perfect
yes,
people.
We are perfect people, yes. Yes. And you obsessed, okay?
Yeah, obsessed. There's no other word.
So you bought up the records of the tapes and you started working on it.
Yeah.
What did you do? Sing for the family, then try to get into clubs, or what did you do?
Well, first of all, I don't want to stop story, but we didn't have a TV, so I used to listen to the Elvis Presley records and listen to how he breathed, and then I used to try and annoy my mother with the songs.
Oh, that's wonderful. Anthony, how did you find out about this guy, Anthony Handler of Jaime's?
Well, I have people.
You sound like a mob boss.
Who really find the talent in the Twin Cities. Yes.
Folks, this is the All Request and Dedication Line. We're heavy on Elvis for the next few minutes because we have a very special guest and a very special event tomorrow night at Jaime's Haberdashery in downtown St. Paul. That is in the Ham Building, Anthony Handler.
Right downtown at 6th and St. Peter.
6th and St. Peter. Yep. Parking, no problem. It's a Friday night.
Yep, parking the Lawson ramp and, you know, we validate parking.
You do. You validate. Did you hear that, folks?
We do.
Validate. That's a freebie then, isn't it? At least for the first couple hours.
Yep.
And also, 8 o'clock is showtime. Tickets at the door, Anthony, and how much are they?
We'll call. $35 gets you 2 hours of hardcore Elvis sweat and tears.
I think.
Where do you get that? You don't get that anywhere.
I think we're going to get Anthony to sing a couple of songs, too.
Anthony Adler, let the truth will out. You are a frustrated entertainer, performer.
I really am.
When you were in the military, you were before some officers, and you were up for a big award, and they said, where do you want to be in 5 years? You said, I want to go to Hollywood.
I want to go to Hollywood.
That blew that promotion, didn't it?
I'm still walking.
I have heard you at Jaime's Haberdashery singing Elvis. So that's all right, Mama, and things like that, while you're selling a beautiful suit. It's an amazing thing. Anthony Shore, our Elvis, what's in the song set tomorrow night at Jaime's?
Well, we're going to do a movies set, first of all, so you're going to hear things like Trouble from King Creole.
All right.
You're going to hear stuff like I Need Your Love Tonight.
Oh, yeah, something that sounds a lot like this, is that it? Is that Elvis or is that Anthony Shore? Well, that was Elvis, the real thing, and Elvis before him, too. I Need Your Love Tonight. Loving You, we just heard it from an Elvis movie.
Called Loving You.
Yeah, what was his second movie?
Second movie, and it was pretty much, it was almost a biography of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he'd only been going for a couple of years.
Yeah.
But it was almost a biography. It's a really good one. I mean, most of the early movies were fantastic.
And his voice was pretty much near its prime, I'd say, there.
Unbelievable.
It couldn't have gotten much better. It was just absolutely beautiful. Anthony Shore does Elvis. You heard that just a few minutes ago. Appearing tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, at Jaime's Haberdashery. Anthony Adler will be there at the door. Anthony, you're throwing this party. It's going to be great.
Big ching ding, peanut butter and banana muffins.
Are you serious?
Why not?
You're
I'm on
serious.
Board.
You're going to have them, huh?
Chocolate-covered pretzels? Come on. It goes on. And on.
Yeah. If it's in bad taste, we'll have it.
That's right.
your Aunt Mo, Maureen, has made these peanut butter and banana concoctions. And Tony, that was a big deal, wasn't it, for Elvis? He loved peanut butter and...
he loved peanut butter
and banana sandwiches.
Banana
fried,
sandwiches.
I believe, huh?
Yeah, fried in butter, as everything is in the South.
You got a flat gut, so you're not eating that stuff, are you? The song before, I Need Your Love Tonight, the up-tempo job there, that's early, and the guitar riff there was really good. Who's playing the guitar
It would
there?
Be Scotty Moore.
He was his original lead
original,
guitar player,
yep.
Right?
And DJ Fontana would have been on the drums.
Yeah. Are these guys still around?
Yeah. DJ Fontana, I played with DJ Fontana last month, actually. He played drums for me down in Toledo, Ohio.
Wow.
And he's still got it.
Yeah.
He's still got it. I mean... I was surprised when I read his biography, and he's played with McCartney, the Rolling Stones, Elvis Presley. He started rock and roll with the King.
Amazing. Just amazing. These guys, I didn't realize they were still with us. I got to ask a hard question for you to answer. What did they think of your performance as Elvis? Hmm? Go ahead.
They liked it.
Yeah,
you know?
they liked it.
Had fun, you know. He's a great guy, and, you know, he's 82 years old, I think, now.
Oh, really?
You know? But he's funny, you know, and we were speaking about Elvis Presley, and I said, did you know he was going to be that famous? And he said, no.
He said,
you never know when somebody's going to become famous. And then he just exploded.
I love the story when Elvis, we talked about this in 54 something, he walked into the recording studio in Memphis, and along the way, Sam Phillips, who had found Sun Records, heard this kid in the room there, and I think the secretary said...
It was his secretary, Marion Keisler.
This kid just cut a track for his mom, but there's something about his voice, there's something about him, I don't know, you might give it a listen, just to see if it might
be something. I think it was almost
there,
a year later, you know.
It was.
He
came back, and it wasn't working. He was in the studio time after time after time, singing what he thought they wanted to hear, and it just wasn't going. And everybody was frustrated. Sam Phillips was about ready to show him the door and say, good luck, kid. Thanks anyway. And he said, you know, before you leave, you guys were just screwing around there between takes. Why don't you just play what you were just playing there?
Yep.
And they did, and that was the real Elvis that came forth. And he said, kid, who are you like? And he said, I ain't like nobody.
Right.
He wasn't. He drew his musical influences, Anthony, from all over, didn't he?
Yeah, he drew it from gospel, country
black,
and western,
black music, for sure.
Black music, rhythm and blues. You know, he was from that area, you know.
Yeah, he's from Tupelo, Mississippi, where, there was a lot of racism, you know, there is all over, but down there especially. But he was not of that ilk. He wasn't that way.
No, he loved the black music, the gospel music, the rhythm and blues, and that's where he really drew his influence from.
Folks, we'd love to have your musical suggestions. How about some Elvis requests and dedications? 651-275-1220. 877-646-1220. You can catch us by email, too. Request at KLB. WBBRadio.com. Love to have you chime in here and hear your favorites, too. It's 91 degrees, heading for 95 degrees today. A heat index over 100 degrees. We'll give you all the, we'll ring out the details for you a little bit later. You could have, Anthony Shore, you could have, you know, taken after a lot of pop stars. What drew you to Elvis?
Oh, I found a tape when I was about 3 years old. With a
How old are you, by the way?
I'm 32.
Oh, yeah. Anybody that young? Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Yep.
And I found a song with a cassette tape with a song called My Boy. Mm-hmm. And it just gripped me. It was his voice. It was just the charisma, you know, mm-hmm. the deepness, the resonance of the voice. And that's basically how I got into it. And then I remember on BBC Two, there was a season of Elvis movies. And they started at 6 o'clock p.m. on a Sunday. And I remember that. Mm-hmm. One of my earliest memories. And my mum let me watch it.
Did your parents give you and your friends give you any encouragement to do this? Or they say, nice job, Anthony, now forget it.
Well, I tell you the difference in America and the difference in England. When I say I'm gonna sing Elvis, I'm gonna be a singer, they say, well, you need an education. You need something to fall back on.
Ah, they're smart. They're right, aren't they? And you'd have to agree with that.
I was lucky.
All right, so you've done both. That's great. Well, you know, we've got some nice ballads. We've already played a couple. We'll play some more. But you did a lot of up-tempo stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which do you like the best? How about that one?
I like Big Hunk of Love.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, huh? Yeah, it's time for Elvis, too. We're doing lots of Elvis here. It's 12:30 this Thursday afternoon, sweltering afternoon, 90 degrees, going for 95 degrees. Go slow. Put it in slow-mo today. Boy, don't exert yourself. Yep, it's all about Elvis. We're talking about a special event tomorrow night at Jaime's Haberdashery. That is a clothing store, a very nice one in downtown St. Paul. Anthony Andler is the genial proprietor. Anthony, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And once again, the purpose of the in-store show tomorrow night at 8 o'clock is?
To raise funds for a Kickstart campaign for a local photographer, artist.
Okay. All right. And he's going to be going around the country taking photos of various Elvis impersonators
in
action, huh?
National tour. I've seen some of the photography coming out of some of those shows. And it's the essence of humanity when it comes to Elvis Presley.
Well, I think the essence of impersonation is sitting right next to us right now. Anthony Shore of London, England, of all places, not too below Mississippi. You can turn off the Brit accent and go right into Elvis without any problem. It's just amazing what you do. Reminds me of Andy Kaufman. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
He used to do the, the milquetoast guy. Hello, thank you very much. And suddenly, he'd turn around, his back to the camera, come around, hello, everybody. He'd do Elvis, and he'd twist around again.
He met Elvis in Vegas. I think he was hiding under, one of the trolleys, you know, or a cart, you call it in America, with a tablecloth over it, and he jumped out, and apparently Elvis, you know, was a little bit terrified.
Give me a hard time.
Tom, what do you have?
What do I have?
What do you have? You got chaos. Nothing, that's what you've got. Turmoil, and pandemonium here today.
Do you like the movie 3,000 Miles to Graceland? I gotta know.
I've never seen it. How bad is that?
Kevin Costner.
Yeah, I've
Elvis,
seen the costumes.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Oh, the costumes are great.
I have the costumes made by the same people that make those.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Elvis's designer. Yeah, really.
Anthony Shore, you actually know Elvis Presley's military serial. His service number?
Well, he came out in 1960 as Sergeant Presley, U.S. 533-10761.
Why do you know that?
I'm sad. I'm a sad person.
We had a call. Jenna took a call from one of our fine listeners asking about Wooden Heart. Elvis sang that about the time he was in Germany, and it's part of the lyric is sung in German.
Yeah.
Right?
Musi den, soon stay the lady now, soon do mine shuts, bleib still.
Oh, yeah, very nice, right. That's called Wooden Heart. I think our listener wasn't quite sure of the title. Another guy named Joel Dowell had a hit. He charted in this country with that same song, but I think Elvis overshadowed him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What are your favorite Elvis songs? What are the top two or three?
My favorites, I love My Boy. I love that. There's a song called Never Again.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Okay. I love a lot of the 70s stuff.
Yeah, those aren't necessarily chartbusters, are they? They're not the ones that hit number one or two. A lot of his songs did. One of, I find out talking to you before the show, that you and I like one of these more obscure songs.
Just
really.
Tell Her Jim Said Hello.
Yeah, you know anything about that? Do you know the backstory on that?
Well, it's a 60s song. It's not from a movie. I can't remember exactly when that's from, but it's a great song.
It really is. Here's the proof. Here's Elvis.